हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीयोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 वर्स नंबर 42। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द सिम्टम्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज। सूर्योग्निर्ब्राह्मण गावो वैष्णवकम्मरुज्जलम् भूरात्मसर्वभूतानि भद्रपूजपदानि मे। सूर्योग्निर्ब्राह्मण गावो वैष्णवखम्मरुज्ज्वलम् भूरात्मसर्वभूतानि भद्रपूजपदानि मे। सूर्योग्निर्ब्राह्मणगावो वैष्णवखम्मरुज्ज्वलम् भूरात्मसर्वभूतानि भद्रपूज पदानि मे। सूर्योग्नि ब्रह्मण माताजी word to word translation and Suryo, the sun, Agnihi, fire, Brahmana, the Brahmanas, Gava, the cows, Vaishnava, the devotee of the Lord, Kham, the sky, Marut, the wind, Jalam, water, bhu, the earth, atma, the individual soul, sarva bhutani, all living entities, bhadra, O saintly Uddhava, puja, of worship, padani, the places, me, of me. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O saintly Uddhava, please know that you may worship me in the sun, fire, brahmanas, cows, Vaishnavas, sky, wind, water, earth, individual soul, and all living entities. Purport. Unless one understands that Lord Krishna is all pervading and that everything is resting within the Lord, one's Krishna consciousness is third class and materialistic. It is clearly stated in all Vedic literatures that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the source of everything. Everything is within Him and He is within everything. To avoid a materialistic conception of Lord Krishna, one should not think that the Lord exists only in a particular time and place. Rather, one should understand that He exists at all times and in all places, and that one may search for and find Lord Krishna within all things. The word puja padani indicates that Lord Krishna is all pervading, but this does not mean that all things are Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna speaks this verse to clarify His supremacy as the all-pervading personality of Godhead and to show the path of complete self-realization. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna. So, first I would like to welcome all devotees for today's Bhagavatam class, where we will be discussing from the most exalted scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam. And before beginning, I would like to seek the blessings of all devotees present over here and also not present, that I may be able to speak something for my own purification. So, today's verse is something which has been seen in all the scriptures, as is given in the purport itself, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be seen in every aspect of our life. So, in the translation he is saying, Uddhava, O saintly Uddhava, please know that you may worship me in the sun, fire, Brahmana, cows, Vaishnava, sky, wind, water, earth, individual soul and all living entities. So, it is very difficult that we can miss Krishna actually in this world. But the most unfortunate thing is that although he is represented in so many ways, but still people like us who are bogged by this material sense of enjoyment, that we try to overlook him from all these aspects. So even the previously in this canto itself, when Maharaj Nimi asked a similar question to the Nava Yogendras, and he was asking that, you tell me in detail how I can know about the devotees of the Supreme Lord. What are the different types of devotees, and how, what are the symptoms which distinguishes, like here Krishna in this verse is saying that he can be seen in the form of his devotees. So, what are the different types of devotees? The Kanishta Adhikari, the Madhyam Adhikari and the Uttam Adhikari. So, Rupa Goswami, he explains in Upadeshamrita that a neophyte devotee is one who actually sees Lord only in the form of the Archa Vigraha or the in the temple. Of course, we all come to the temple to take darshan of the Lord, to offer puja and to offer our whatever we would like to offer him personally. But a person, the scriptures say that who only thinks that the Lord is residing only in the form of his Archa Vigraha, he is actually only a Kanishta Adhikari. And a person who is actually a Uttama Adhikari, Uttama Bhakta or Bhagavat Uttama, he is one who can see the spark of Lord or the see the representation of the Lord in various aspects, as was explained in this translation. So, a person, the Havir, one of the Nava Yogendras, he explains, is that Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyet Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanah Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavadottamah. A person is considered the most advanced, or Bhagavata Uttama, means the Uttama devotee, when he sees everything within the souls of all the souls and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, and consequently he sees systematically everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. So whenever we see any, like even in Bhagavad Gita we will be discussing, Lord says that Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvatra sarvam cha mahi pashyati tasya aham na pranashyami sachamena pranashyati. One who is able to see the Supreme Lord everywhere, for him I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So, such a person, we may see that a devotee, normally we see a devotee and a non-devotee. Externally, their activities and all will be the same. But what differentiates is their attitude. A devotee is one who can see the reflection of Lord in every aspect of the material world also. And that is what when Srila Prabhupada created this society, he called it Krishna consciousness. Consciousness means consciousness actually pervades all of us at all times. Like even when we are sleeping, consciousness may be a little less, but still we can still, our senses are awake, we can hear. So the qualification of one who can see the Lord in all aspects, that in that same purport is explained that in Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahmaji, he explains that Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. So only when we are able to develop love for the Supreme Lord, then we will be able to see him in all the various aspects. A devotee, when he is anointed with the love, with his eyes with love of Lord, then it's not difficult to see the various, the reflections of the Lord in various aspects of this material world. Like when Hiranyakashipu, he was a demon, atheist. He did not believe that Lord exists. Rather, he was thinking that he himself is Lord. And when he was torturing Prahlad, just because, means he was such an, the other day, Gaurang Prabhuji was explaining that how Hiranyakashipu or a demon, a demoniac mentality which is there amongst all of us, is that even when we see that the Lord is away, can be perceived in so many ways, yet we are ready to deny Him. That is our demonic mentality. So, although Hiranyakashipu at the peak of his career, he was like so powerful that everybody was subjugated. All the devatas, all the different lokas, people from all, everybody was surrendered to him and following his orders and instruction. Yet, when one small boy who was just 5 years old, he was not ready to accept his authority. Or rather, when it was not that Prahlad Maharaj was started a dharna or anything that okay against Hiranyakashipu. Nor did he start any campaign on Facebook or Twitter or anything that I am going to go against Hiranyakashipu. He was very subdued, very obedient to his father. Only when his father asked him that what is the thing that you have learnt, then he replied that, and he could not resist, because Prahlad, like here also we see, he was being a Vaishnava's main quality is that he is compassionate upon others. And seeing the sad situation, sad plight of Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to actually help him. And that is why he said that unless and until one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, the life has no meaning. And Hiranyakashipu could not accept this. And so, he wanted to kill him. And when Hiranyakashipu asked, oh, where is this Lord? So then Prahlad, because being a Bhagavadottama, he is the greatest of devotees, so he said that, oh, I can see the Lord everywhere. Then Hiranyakashipu could not believe this. I mean, how is it possible? Like, because all this while he was thinking, I am the Lord and I am the enjoyer, and he was thinking, I am present only in one place. So how is it possible that Lord can be present everywhere? So when, and so he asked him, so is he present in this pillar? And then when Prahlad said, yes, he is there everywhere, he is there in the pillar also, then Hiranyakashipu actually, thinking of trying to kill the Lord, he smashed the pillar, and then we know the story how Lord Narasimhadev appeared and destroyed him. So, a pure devotee, he does not see anything which is unfavorable in this universe, because everything whatever sees, he sees it as an expansion of the Lord. And those who cannot properly distinguish between the devotees and the non-devotees are actually considered Kanishtha, means Kanishtha Adhikaris, because Uttama Adhikari actually sees everyone as a spark of the Lord. And Krishna, actually in all the Vedic scriptures we see, it's not just the Bhagavatam, everywhere it is proclaimed that Krishna is the source of everything. Like even in the Ishopanishad, it says, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachati. Means all these creations which are themselves self-sustained, so to say, but still they are all emanating from the Supreme Lord. And the greatest surprise, we may say, or greatest spectacular thing is that when all these complete things emanate from the Supreme Lord, yet the Supreme Lord remains complete in Himself also. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, I am the Lord of everything and I am the source. So there was also some time back also one devotee was mentioning this story that how Supreme Lord was present everywhere, and there was one teacher, he gave his students, all the children, a fruit. And he said that, okay, you can go to a place, means after that education was done, teaching, he said that you take this fruit and you go to a place, secluded place where nobody is seeing you, and you eat this fruit. So all the children, they took and they, and then after the next day when the teacher asked them, okay, what happened now, what you did, every one of you had the fruit. So then all the children said, yes. So he said, okay, where did you have? One said that, oh, I went under the bed and I had. One said that I went outside in the forest and there in a secluded place I had. And one said that, oh, I went to another room. Like that, everybody explained. But there was one boy who came back with his fruit and he gave it back to the teacher. So the teacher said, why? What happened? Why you did not eat this fruit? He explained, no, I could not find a place where no one was seeing me. He said, how come? He said, no, I thought because Lord is all pervading, so Lord is seeing me everywhere. So how can I see, eat it and in such a place where the Lord is not seeing me? So then the teacher affirmed that that he is the one who has actually assimilated the essence of all the knowledge. That Krishna or the Supreme Lord is present everywhere. And just by understanding this, we become Krishna conscious. So, Srila Prabhupada also created this society just to disseminate this. And he explained that it's not actually very difficult to see the Lord. Many a times people say, once one reported asked Prabhupada, so have you seen Lord? So, such questions are always asked by people who do not want to surrender to the Lord. But when we are convinced of the potency or the power of the Lord and we are engaged in unalloyed devotional service, then we can easily accept all this. The opulences of the Supreme Lord actually help us to understand. One may think that why is it that Lord is in so many places, like in Bhagavad Gita and all, Lord is projecting himself as this most powerful, who is the source of everything. Is he very arrogant? But no, actually it is not that the Lord is arrogant. Rather, he is giving us this message only because he is very compassionate. Because by understanding this and by surrendering to him, we will actually become happy in our own lives. So, he says that I am the source of all the material worlds. Both the spiritual as well as material worlds is all, everything is emanating from the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita also, a devotee, just like we saw Prahlad Maharaj, how he was compassionate upon Hiranyakashipu, who was actually tormenting him from his childhood. Similarly, even Arjuna, although he is also one of the greatest devotees of the Lord, but for our benefit, he asks Lord Krishna that katham vidyam aham yogim stvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. He says that, O Krishna, how is it shall I constantly think of you? Krishna is saying that you should always remember me, always you should see me. So how is it possible? How can I see you always? So, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, it is not that Arjuna had any difficulty of remembering Krishna. Arjuna used to always, even when he was in sleep, he would call out the names of Krishna. So that is the sign of a devotee. But he is asking this question for the benefit of the common, the so-called conditioned souls like us. Because it is very difficult for the common man to understand the presence of the Supreme Lord. And especially for people with demoniac mentality and atheistic mentality like us. Because Krishna is covered by his yogamaya potency. So that is why, because he is covered by the yogamaya, so although we may see him in various forms, pashyan api na pashyati, we see but yet we are not able to see him. We see only the externals. And so, he is saying that Arjuna is calling out Krishna as Katham vidyam aham yogim. He's saying you are actually the master of all the maya or the yoga maya energy. And because of that, it is only you who can actually give us the eyes to see yourself in all the external energy. And then Krishna further, then he describes that Arjuna telling that you please tell me in detail about the various opulences which you have, by which I can understand your presence in the material world. And there is one entire chapter in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 15, which is entitled The Opulence of the Supreme, you know, whereby Krishna is describing in detail. Of course, we may say think that it is in detail, but at the end, actually Krishna says that what I have described, all these various aspects, these are just but a small spark of my splendor. You know. So, just as it is given in today's verse, that how we can see the Lord in the form of when we see every morning the sun rising. Prabhupada said it's not difficult to miss Krishna. It's very difficult to actually miss the Lord, presence of Lord. Because with the everyday morning when the sun rises, by looking at the sun, we can remember Lord Krishna. Because he says in Bhagavad Gita, Adityanam aham Vishnur Jyotisham Raviram Sumam Marichir Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi. So, of the 12 Adityas, Krishna is the principal, the sun god. Among all the luminaries shining in the sky, the sun is the chief. And Krishna says in another place in Bhagavatam, it is explained that the eyes of the Lord are the sun and the moon. So, and similarly, he says that Marichir Marutam Asmi, of the various wind, he is the principal, that is Marichi. It is described that there are 50 types of winds. It's very difficult to understand. But then, Krishna says he is the principal, that is Marichi. And of course, among all the stars or the luminaries in the sky, the moon is the chief. And Krishna says, I am the moon also. And even in Brahma Samhita, it is explained that how the Supreme Lord is Yachakshuresha Savita Sakala Jagana. So the eyes of the Lord are like are the sun, Savita. So in the another verse, he explains how he is the fire. He says, Rudranam Shankarashtasmi Vitesho Yaksharakshasam Vasunam Pavakashasmi Meru Shikarinamaham. He says, of all the Rudras, Ekadash Rudra are there, but Lord Shiva is the principal, and that we can see as a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And amongst all the Agni, Vasunama, of the various Ashta Vasus, Agni, that represents Supreme Lord. And today also it's in the verse it mentioned that how Krishna we can see as a representation in the form of a cow. You know. He says, Dehunam, Dhenunam Asmi Kamaduk. So, all the cows actually are very dear to Lord Krishna. But even amongst them, the principal, the Surabhi cow, that is a representation of the Lord's potency. You know. Today, we see many people, we all speak of protection of the cow. You know, and the reason is not because the cow can give us various material benedictions. But the reason why we should protect cows is because Krishna loves the cows. And he is represented in the form of mother cow. So by protecting, we are actually expressing our love for Lord Krishna. Similarly, he explains that Pavana Pavatam Asmi. He says that amongst the wind, I am of all the purifiers, I am the wind. We see that wind has this quality that whichever place it may be go to, it never gets affected by it. You know. Whether it may be a dirty place, a filthy place, or it may be a beautiful garden, yet the wind actually, it may carry the aroma, but then it does not get contaminated. And then, in one of the opulences which he explains is how we can see earth as a representation of Lord Krishna. He says, Punyo Gandha Prithivyamscha Tejaschasmi Vibhavasho Jivanam Sarva Bhuteshu Tapaschasmi Tapasvisu. So, Punyo Gandha. So, whenever now the monsoon has already begun, but just before the monsoon begins, means the first shower of rains, or whenever there is rain after some time, we can smell the fragrance when the first rains fall, when the first water drops fall. And that fragrance, he says, is Punyo Gandha Prithivyamsa. So this Punyo actually refers to that, this, the fragrance of Mother Earth can never get contaminated. It's the purified one. And also, Krishna explains that all the various elements, Bhumo, Rapo, Analo, Vayu, Kham, Mano, Buddhir, Evacha, Ahankaram iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtada. So he is explaining that all these aspects, they are all actually bhinna prakriti. It is a separated energy, but still it continues to be the Lord's energy. So when we understand this, then we can actually see the presence of Lord in all the aspects. And also Krishna explains that I am the taste and water. Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi sashishurayo. Again, pranavas sarva vedeshu sabdaskhe paurusham rasu. So we can see the scriptures are filled with all these descriptions where we can clearly understand that all these, whatever we are seeing in the material world, they are all actually a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that, Arjuna, you should actually fight by remembering me. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. So, actually Krishna is telling Arjuna is a warrior, he is a kshatriya, and fighting is his, or engaging in war is his natural duty. So, a person who is actually engaged in his duty, he is telling Arjuna that you should always remember me. So, indirectly he is actually telling us that even in all our aspects of our engagement, in all our, however we are executing our duties, we should actually remember Lord Krishna in day-to-day life. So, this is possible when? Only when we are able to see Lord in various aspects of, and Krishna, he actually, that's why to facilitate this, Lord has actually appeared in various forms of this material world. And he says, Matta parataram nanyat kinchidatsi dhananjaya mai sarva midham proktam sutre maniganaiva. So, if one cannot miss, a conqueror of wealth, O conqueror of wealth, he says, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, just like as pearls which are strung on a thread. Just like any garland or any ornament which we see on the Lord or anywhere. We see all the flowers, we see all the jewelry and all everything, but the thread which is actually uniting all of them, keeping them together, that thread we don't see. But when we see the garland, we can surely be convinced, or we should know that there is a thread which is actually holding them. So similarly, all these material things which we see around us, we should understand that these are all being held together by the thread of the Supreme Lord, His power, His potency. And by thus understanding, and the best way to understand is when we actually develop love for the Supreme Lord. Again, he says, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhagjami. So here, Lord Brahma himself is worshipping Lord Krishna and explaining that when one actually develops love, we can actually see the Lord as Shyama Sundar. And this is not actually very difficult. Even for us in this conditioned state also, we can see that how when somebody has love for somebody, then any thing which is connected to him, any tadiya, we say anything connected, immediately reminds us of that person, isn't it? Like a mother, when she sees anything connected to her child, she may see those things externally, but she is reminded of the child. You know, when she sees his shoes or the cycle or the books, anything, because she has a very, very strong bond with the child, so she can always see the child whenever she sees these things, so which are connected to him. So similarly, when we are able to develop love for the Lord, then we will be able to actually truly to speak. We will be able to see all these aspects of this material world as in relation with Lord Krishna. Or in other way, when we start seeing like this, then we will actually be able to develop love for the Lord. You know? So it's not that we will have to wait for that day when we develop love, then we will be able to see. Rather, we start seeing every aspect as a representation of the Lord, then slowly Krishna will actually shower his mercy, and then we will be able to develop love for the Lord. So today is also happens to be 15th of August, which is our India's Independence Day. And we see that in the material world, normally people see Independence Day as on the material level. We see once Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he had said that real independence is actually when we are able to declare our independence of Krishna. Our real independence is when we means understand that we are independent of Krishna. So, in the material world we see that independence means freedom, and there are different freedom for the speech, freedom for movement, freedom for the way I want to dress and all. Everybody is thinking only on the bodily platform. But all these bodily platforms, actually if we have a little deeper thought, then we can see that on a bodily level or on a material level, we can never be independent. We see that the cause of us, means we have taken birth, that is from somebody else. The first bath which we have taken, that was given by somebody else. And most likely the last bath which we will be having, that will also be given by somebody else. That is our experience. We see that the education, whatever we have got, all the education is given by somebody else. Whatever money which we get, we think that by earning money we will become independent. But the money whatever we receive, that is given by somebody else. And whatever money we spend, that also we have to give it to somebody else. Then only we will get some things or whatever which can give us some pleasure. So, if we see that even when the last journey which we will take, that will be on the shoulder of somebody else. You know? So, with all these things, we can easily, it is not difficult to understand that we are never independent. We are always dependent on everybody else. You know? Individually, also as a nation, also if we consider, if we extend. So, what is it that actually can give us independence? So, in Bhagavad Gita 2.64, that is, Krishna explains that Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayanendriyaischaran atma vashyer vidheyatma prasadam adhigachati. He says, only when we become free from raga or attachment and dvesha, that is detachment, when we become free, vimuktaistu indriyan vishayaischaran, only when we can give up the attachment and aversion to sense objects and control our senses, then only we can become independent. Atma vashyer, by controlling our senses, vidhi atma, one can actually experience regulated freedom. And then we can receive the mercy of the Lord. Prasadam adigacchati. So, we may try to control our senses by various external means, but then we can see that all these things actually cannot be successful unless and until we are connected to the Supreme Lord. Because, means, a person who is actually connected to the Lord, then even if he may act in a materially attached way or anything, but still he is truly detached because he is serving for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, a person can actually, by serving the senses, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam, by serving the senses of the Supreme Lord, one can actually become happy, and actually he can become independent. And then he does not have to, although he may externally, in the material world, he may be dependent on the other people, but still he is truly independent. So, by understanding that Krishna is pervading, he is present in all the aspects. Actually, being from the commerce background, I was just contemplating that even from a material point of view, it's not difficult. Like, we are having so many, now with the digital, the process of digitalization of the economy, like we see a credit card or a debit card or a smart card, there are so many cards, or there are so many aspects. Even the mobile nowadays, there are different ways by which you can make money transactions. So, you can use a mobile, there are so many apps, Paytm, Bheem, and this and that, so many. But, or even when we go to the bank, we see the ATM machine. So, all these things, when we see, we actually see what? We see money, isn't it? Whether it's a credit card. Normally, if we see a plastic small piece, a small boy or a small child, he can see it. He will see it as a small play card or something colorful. Or if we see a mobile phone by somebody, for a small child, it may be an instrument to play games or to see some. But for a person who has the password or for whom he uses the mobile app, for him it's a process of transferring money. So, or the ATM machine. If we go, for a child it may be just like a video game, video parlor machine. But then the person knows, because he understands that this can actually give me money. So similarly, when we are able to understand the presence of the Supreme Lord in various aspects of this material nature, whether be it the sun, the moon, the wind, or the mountains, like all, there are so many opulences which Krishna actually, vibhutis, which Krishna describes, then Bhadra Puja Padanime, in the translation, Srila Prabhupada explains, the word Bhadra Puja Padani indicates that the Lord Krishna is all pervading. But this does not mean that these things are Lord Krishna. Just like, but we should not understand these plastic, or this itself is money. Actually, in the credit card, if you don't have the facility, then it won't be able to give you money. You know? If the debit card is there, you don't have a bank balance, then you cannot use it. You know? So, we cannot consider them as money, but they are all representations of the money. Only to the extent that they are empowered. So similarly, the Lord in His various aspects as the Archa Vigraha, at the same time, because that is an empowered aspect of the Lord. Similarly, Lord can be seen in various forms. And by seeing that, we can actually make our consciousness Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much for giving you patient hearing. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.